We are starting the chapter about Torah. Okay, so he starts off and he says the very, very important principle. He says, and this is basically the sort of the entire section. He says that Yesh Bachrim Shechoyshvim, there are Bachrim that think Shatara Telech Lehem Kal, the Torah is going to go easy, and then when they see it's not going to go easy, they think, oh, I'm not cut out for learning, and they cut out of the equation. V'zeh ta'us gadol. This is a big mistake. Shatar yafshar shetelach kal. Torah does not go easy. Kosh amar b'megillah. Lo yagati. Oh, I didn't work hard. Umatzasi, I found it. No. Al tamen. Don't work like that. Ki'ein atar niknis. Ela ba'amol v'yagia. V'chein kasav ha-Rambam. And then he brings the whole Rambam. The Rambam says, Mishin asoy libo lekai mitzvazu karoi, someone that his heart is inspiring him to fulfill the mitzvah properly. V'liras muhta b'keser Torah, and to be crowned with the keser Torah, l'yasiach daiti l'dvar macher. He cannot be involved in other things. L'yasim al liboy. He shouldn't put on his heart, sh'yikne ha-Torah im ha-oysha v'ha-kovoid ka'achas. Yeah, Torah is one of the things I'm going for. Kovid, oysha, put Torah in the mix. No, kachi dakar shatara, pas bamelach toichal, uvamayim bimsura tishte, balaretz tishon, v'chai yitzar tichya, you gotta be willing to suffer, but Torah ato ome. Maskim? So, the Reb Chaim V'Lashon has a moed kadiyak over here. How come it says, pas bamelach toichal, in Lashon Osid, mayim bimsura tishte, Lashon Osid, alaretz tishon, sleep on the floor, Osid, should say, so he says, he says, Lamaisa, person, I have more than paspa melach. I don't just have salt and bread. I had salmon for supper. So what, Lamaisa, I got to go with paspa melach? My bed is waiting for me. So Chaim V'Lashon says what it means is you got to be willing. You got to be willing that even if it would come to a matzav of pas b'malach toichal of mayim b'mesura tishte, you have to be willing to even go that far for Torah. So in the future, no matter what happens, you're willing that far. But atar ata amel, you can't say, well, when I get to the hard sugyas, then I'll be ma'amel. But right now it's going good, easy. No. Every sugya right now, ata amel. You got to be amel right now. So v'chaim v'lashner, g'shmak upshat. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim, says the Rambam, b'mishim merape atzmai alem. Torah will not be miskaim if you take it easy. V'lo be'elu shaloim de mitoch idun mitoch achila v'shtia. Elo b'mishim meimis atzmai alem. You got to be willing to be meimis atzmai alem. U'mitzar gufoi tomid. V'lo yiten sheino le'enov. U'la afapav tenuma. You got to be willing to hold back your sleeve. Afal pishim mitzvah lilmud bayum v'alayla. And even though it's a mitzvah to learn by day and night, ein adam lomid reif chachmasa el b'alayla. The kinyan of Torah comes baker by night. The fika, why? So pshat is like this. This is why. I'm telling you, shmak a pshat that I heard from Rabbi Yochum Olshin. It says pshat is like this. What does a person do by day and what does a person do by night? By day, you do those things that you have to do. You go to work. Who wants to go to work? Nobody. You got to go to work. Who wants to go shopping? Nobody. You got to go shopping. During the day, you do the things that you have to do. So if you learn by day, that's good. But what does it mean you're learning by night? Night means you come home. You come home. You take off your shoes. You have supper. You sit on the couch. And what does a guy do? You sit on the couch, get your beer and remote control. And you're good. Now, so I worked the whole day. Why? For this moment. I could relax. Now I could do what I got to do. If at night you sit down, we know what you do at night, you learn. Oh, that means it's not just you do it because you have to. That's what you want to do. That's what you do at your Iker time. That's what you do in your own time, in your spare time for yourself. So that's why the Iker Kinyan of Torah is by night. As I zakt, Rabbi Yochum Olshin, Geshmak of Shat. And he continues bringing the whole Rambam. etc. Right, to Leo's Talmud Chacham Amiti. Someone should be a true Talmud Chacham. Tzarich Lishkod Harbi Al Torah V'Lumad Basmadi. You have to learn Basmadi. V'Davar Yadua BaYeshivas. Say, I'm telling you something that's no chiddush. Anyone that was in yeshiva knows. Shelo Yabali Kishron Itzlichu B'Derech Klal. It was never the wise Bali Kishron, the ones that were sharp, that were Matzliach. Elah Hamasmidim. The ikar thing was the Hasmada. The chiluk between a Bal Kishron and a non-Bal Kishron. Bal Kishron is the sharp kid, is that the sharp kid gets it quicker, and the Bal Kishron gets it, the non-Bal Kishron takes him a little longer. So it's just a question of a half hour. Takes him a little longer, but then they're the same. But the Masmid, he's going to get stuff that the other ones can never get. So my father, the stipler, brings down in the sefer Chaye Olam that there was a person that came to learn by the Chasam Sofer, and he didn't know how to learn. The Chasam Sofer took him in. He tried to tell the older Bachram to learn with him, and in the end, he was a big masmid, and he became a Rav, and he's quoted in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer many times. So he says, you know, that's the main thing. The hardship in learning is in the beginning, but afterwards it comes easy. Okay, Torah is called Toshia because it's Mateshas Koicha Shel Adam. You got to be willing to put your everything in jeopardy. Until your goof gets used to learning. Okay, and you have to be willing to miageya in Torah. Okay. The difficulty in Hasmada will not last long. And it won't be that difficult. This that you have to work on yourself to learn to do Hasmada is only in the beginning. Once you get used to it, the hergel, number one, and also the schus of the Torah that you put effort into, yifal boy, will help lahachlev tivoy, that will change your nature, and make you a bigger masmid. The schus of the asmada itself will snowball. Torah is like shemen. Just like oil in the beginning, when you start squeezing the olive, it's mar, and then it turns sweet. And then it's good. The more effort you put in the beginning, the more you'll get out of it at the end. Okay? And the more a person is fully focused on it, the more that he will be able to, the more that he will be able to vax ois, you know, grow up to be a big Talmid Chacham. So this is a big yesod that he says, is that the ikar is the effort you put in. It's all siyata dishmaya. And a person has to daven. The Gemara Nida says that a person has to daven first loch and Torah. They have to daven for it, and they have to work on it. Those two elements together, our ingredients, is what can bring to a Talmud Chacham. Azoi Zok there. Now, the Rambam, by the way, that he quoted said that someone wants to get Kisra Shel Torah, the crown of Torah, he needs to learn at night, and he should never lose out even one night of learning. So Ryan Cutler says that why does he have to learn? Why does he have to make sure he doesn't lose out even one night? If he loses out one night, so it'll be a smaller crown, whatever. He says, no. It's not smaller. If a person has, he says, it's like you have a crown, but you're missing a gem. Every night, every opportunity is an opportunity. and a person takes advantage of the opportunities, they'll get the crown. They don't take that advantage of the opportunities, then their crown is pogum. It's missing something. And that's the problem. That's what the Rambam means. All right. So let's stop here. But this is really the yisoid of everything. Baruch Hashem, I think, it's very, very, very chazak. All right, the last chapter in the Sefer is on tefillah. He's very, very mayrach on tefillah. It's 30 pages on tefillah. So it's going to take us a few days to go through tefillah. But after that, I think we're going to have wrapped up the Sefer, and then we're going to have to decide something else to learn. Okay? Okay, shkoyach, Rabbi Yisai.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Good night. Good night.